Unit 9, page 90, Literature, Exercise 3. The Remains of the Day by Kazuo Ishiguro.
Stevens has spent his life as a butler, working for Lord Darlington. He is now an elderly man. At the end of the book, he finds himself sitting alone on a bench on a pier by the ocean. A stranger begins to talk to him, and Stevens starts to tell the man about his life and his feelings about Lord Darlington.
You must have been very attached to this Lord whatever, and it's 3 years since he passed away, you say? I can see you were very attached to him, mate.
Lord Darlington wasn't a bad man. He wasn't a bad man at all. And at least he had the privilege of being able to say at the end of his life that he made his own mistakes. His lordship was a courageous man. He chose a certain path in life. It proved to be a misguided one, but there, he chose it. He can say that at least. As for myself, I can't even claim that. You see, I trusted. I trusted in his lordship's wisdom. All those years I served him, I trusted I was doing something worthwhile. I can't even say I made my own mistakes. Really, one has to ask oneself, what dignity is there in that?
Now look, mate, I'm not sure I follow everything you're saying, but if you ask me, your attitude's all wrong, see? Don't keep looking back all the time. You're bound to get depressed. And all right, you can't do your job as well as you used to. But it's the same for all of us, see? We've all got to put our feet up at some point. Look at me. Been happy as a lark since the day I retired. All right, so neither of us are exactly in our first flush of youth, but you've got to keep looking forward.
And I believe it was then that he said,
you've got to enjoy yourself. The evening's the best part of the day. You've done your day's work. Now you can put your feet up and enjoy it. That's how I look at it. Ask anybody. They'll all tell you. The evening's the best part of the day.
It is now some 20 minutes since the man left, but I have remained here on this bench to await the event that has just taken place. Namely, the switching on of the pier lights. As I say, the happiness with which the pleasure seekers gathering on this pier greeted this small event would tend to vouch for the correctness of my companion's words. For a great many people, the evening is the most enjoyable part of the day. Perhaps, then, there is something to his advice that I should cease looking back so much. That I should adopt a more positive outlook and try to make the best of whatever remains of my day. After all, what can we ever gain in forever looking back and blaming ourselves if our lives have not turned out as we might have wished? What is the point in worrying oneself too much about what one could or could not have done to control the course one's life took? Surely it is enough that the likes of you and me at least try to make our small contribution count for something true and worthy. And if some of us are prepared to sacrifice much in life in order to pursue such aspirations, surely that is in itself, whatever the outcome, cause for pride and contentment.